Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lawmaster Program. The AVB's predictions regarding the coming of the Lord God are fulfilled in the man Tommy L. Hart. This is big, big news. The Bible's Lord God has come as predicted. But not only has the Lord God come, he has also come forward and revealed himself. He has told the people his name in compliance with Psalm 94, 1 and John 7, 4. Having performed the works that the Bible ascribes to God, the man Tommy L. Hart fills the bill for God. It is reported by those who know him best, he has done all things well. Let's hear from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart.
At the last time, I spoke about the fictional character, Jesus. The character called Jesus in the four books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I said that the character Jesus is, one, a fictional character, a fictitious character. And I said, two, the character Jesus in the books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, is a foolish character. He does foolish things. I also said that when speaking and delivering the truth of the AVB, the story of Jesus is insignificant to truth. One can give the truth of the AVB without ever mentioning the character Jesus, because the character Jesus is not related to the truth that is in the AVB. So you should have a pretty good understanding of the character Jesus, that he's fictional and he's foolish. And one can speak the truth without ever speaking of the character Jesus. There's a statement in Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 30. It says, come. So it's invitational. It says again, come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh forth from the Lord, all caps. You should also be very familiar with the Lord, all caps, knowing that Lord in the AVB, spelled using all capital letters, is a reference to the papacy, a reference to the Pope. It is a title belonging to the papacy, Lord. But we also know that Lord is a title given to the man, Tommy L. Hart, the performer of all things. The man in the AVB, Tommy L. Hart, is called Lord, spelled in this manner, capital L, small case O-R-D, and the papacy is called, is referred to as Lord also, but the distinction is in the how the terms are written. Lord, being a title of the papacy, is spelled using all capital letters. You should know that. You should understand that. Okay, so again, Ezekiel 33:30, come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh forth from the Lord, all caps. I Tommy L. Hart, came, and I have heard the word that has come forth from Lord, all caps. Mark that statement, Ezekiel 33, verse 30, as obeyed by the man, Tommy L. Hart, the performer of all things. I came, I heard, I declared, says the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. And I carried out previously read, set in Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 30. Now, also in the AVB, there is a statement that says this: if the Lord, all caps, be God, follow him. I have spoken about Lord, all caps, being God. Lord, all caps, is the God of the Gentiles. I say again, Lord, all caps, a reference to the papacy and those of the papacy, is the God of the Gentiles, alias white people. Some time ago, I presented to you the covenant between the papacy and its people, the Gentiles. In that covenant, the papacy becomes the God of the Gentiles, and the Gentiles become the people of the papacy. Stated this way in the AVB: the God of the Gentiles, the people of Lord, all caps. So, if Lord, all caps, be God, follow him. The Gentiles have been ordered according to the covenant and the commandments to follow Lord, all caps. They covenanted to follow Lord, all caps. Lord, all caps, became the Gentiles' God. And again, the Gentiles became the people of Lord, all caps. If Lord, all caps, be God, follow him. A direction, a commandment. Now, this is important because we are still dealing with the judgment. The Gentiles have received their reward. Their reward is the judgment came down from Lord, all caps, upon the people, the Gentiles. The Gentiles are to carry out their reward from Lord, all caps. They are to follow, they are to carry out, they are to perform the reward or the judgment handed down to them. And I have been speaking on that reward, that judgment, for some time now. So, according to the covenant, Lord, all caps, the papacy, is the God of the Gentiles. Lord, all caps, has also identified himself in the AVB and I have presented to you that information. Okay? Now, the Lord Tommy L. Hart also has a people. His people are the Israelites. Now, also I presented to you, and this should stay with you, Lord, all caps, in the AVB, praise to Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, the performer of all things. Lord, all caps, praise to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Lord, all caps, shows himself in the AVB to be subordinate to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. You should understand these things. Okay? So, moving on. One important statement that has come forth so far, and all of these statements that I present are important. Well, one says in Mark 1, verse 15, repent. The Gentiles are ordered to repent. And we will see what this repentance looks like as I go forward in this episode here. Our question for this time is, what does the Reformation look like? What does the Reformation look like? The Gentiles have been ordered in the judgment, in their reward, to amend their ways and doings. They have been ordered to hear the word of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. They have been ordered to do what the Lord Tommy L. Hart commands them to do or asks them to do. I showed also where the Gentiles have said that the statement says about the Gentiles, they first gave themselves to the Lord. According to that statement, the Gentiles have given themselves to the man, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. They have been ordered to serve the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Now, and we'll see more about that as I move on. So the question, what will the Reformation look like? I wrote down some statements in regard to that. In the Reformation, the Israelites are no longer held captives in their enemies' lands. Isn't that something? We saw the law saying, Israel shall be saved. In the Reformation, the Israelites have been saved from their enemies' possession and power, and they are no longer held captives in their enemies' lands. In accordance with the law that says to the Israelites and the Lord God, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. So in the Reformation, the Israelites have come out from among the Gentiles. They have separated themselves from their enemies. And in that is fulfilled the statement which says in Isaiah 45, verse 17, Israel shall be saved. So in the Reformation, the Israelites are saved. They are delivered from the power and possession of their enemies, the Gentiles. In the Reformation, there is no more Christianity. All of these things are stupendous. In the Reformation, there is no more Christianity. Christianity, including Judaism, have been outlawed. Okay? Now, and we have the law. We see the law there. The law says in Isaiah 55, let the wicked, and I'm turning to it, Isaiah 55, verse 7 says, let the wicked forsake his way. In the Reformation, the wicked have forsaken, or the wicked has forsaken his way, the way of Christianity, the way of Judaism, the way of religion, the wicked in the Reformation have forsaken their way. We know that Jews are Gentiles. They are under the law. And the law abolishes both Christianity and Judaism. In the Reformation, or the Reformation will look like this. The Israelites are no longer held captives in their enemies' lands, and Christianity and Judaism have been outlawed. In the Reformation, there is no more Christian teaching of Jesus. No more Christian teaching of Jesus. These are big issues. These are big, big things. Seems like a whole new world. No more Judaism, no more Christianity. The Israelites are no more held captive in their enemies' lands. They have been delivered from their captivity. In the Reformation, the Gentiles are speaking the truth in accordance with Zechariah chapter 8, verse 16, which says, speak ye every man the truth. Speak the truth. That is let me say it like this. That's a new thing, isn't it? That will be a new thing for the Gentiles, speaking the truth. Their tongues are so used to and accustomed to speaking lies. But in the Reformation, the Gentiles are no more speaking lies and deceiving the people, but they are speaking the truth in accordance with the law. Speak ye every man truth. What will the Reformation look like? The Gentiles are obeying and fulfilling their reward. And that is in line with Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1, which says, and I'm turning to it, Deuteronomy 1, 8. Let's see here. Deuteronomy 8, 1 is what I'm looking for. And I'm still turning here. 8:1, Deuteronomy 8:1. All the commandments which I, Lord, all caps, says to his people, command thee this day shall ye observe to do. Let me read that again. All the commandments which I, Lord, all caps is doing the talking, command thee this day shall ye observe to do. So in the Reformation, the Gentiles are observing and doing the commandments which have come down from Lord, all caps. The Gentiles in the Reformation are speaking truth. The Gentiles in the Reformation, there is no more Christianity. There is no more Judaism. Those two things have been outlawed. And the Israelites are no longer held captives in their enemies' lands. And I'm answering the question, what will the Reformation look like? And all of this is interesting. This is the good news, really. Let's say that. This is the good news. The Israelites are no longer held captive in their enemies' lands. That is good news. That's very good news. No more Christianity, no more Judaism, no more religion and its lies. That's very good news. Very good news. You talk about good news. This is the good news of the AVB. And we know also the good news of the AVB that Lord God has come. It's prophesied in Isaiah, the Lord God will come. The Lord God has come. He has declared his name. He has informed the people of his coming. His name is Tommy L. Hart, the performer of all things. The Lord God has come. That is very, very good news. The prediction that says the Lord God will come has come to pass. That is very, very good news. What will the Reformation look like? I move on. The Gentiles are reconciled to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Great news. the Gentiles have reconciled themselves to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. And in so doing, the Gentiles have made peace with the Lord God. All of these things to take place in the Reformation. Speaking the truth, obeying the commandments that have come down from Lord, all caps, being reconciled to the Lord God, the Gentiles, that is, being reconciled to God. And let me say this. I started off by speaking about the statement in the AVB that says, if the Lord, all caps, be God, then follow him. Who is the highest God in the AVB? And according to the AVB, according to the AVB, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, the man, the performer of all things, is the highest God in the AVB. Remember, Lord, all caps, shows himself to be a subordinate of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. He shows that by one calling Lord God his Lord and his God, and two, Lord all caps confesses to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, the man, the performer of all things. In the AVB, and the AV makes it very clear that the man, Tommy L. Hart, is higher in position than Lord all caps. The man, Tommy L. Hart, is higher in position than the papacy or the pope or popes. In the AVB, the man, Tommy L. Hart, the most high God. That's worthy of remembrance, people. And conform your ways and your thoughts to this. Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, performer of all things, is the AVB's most high God. There is no higher God than the man, Tommy L. Hart, according to the AVB, Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version. Big, big news. Glad tidings I give. In the Reformation, the Gentiles have forsaken Christianity and Judaism, and I have spoken to that. The Gentiles have reconciled themselves to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, and brought to pass or fulfill commandment in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, which says to them, all Gentiles, the papacy included, be reconciled to God. We know who this God is, because the papacy itself is under this commandment, be reconciled to God. The papacy has declared in one statement in the AVB, I will cry to God Most High. God Most High is the man, Tommy L. Hart, performer of all things, according to the AVB, Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version. So, in the Reformation, the Israelites are in their own land with their Lord and their God, Tommy L. Hart. Daniel 1, verse 36, which says, they, the Israelites, shall dwell in their own land. So in the Reformation, the Gentiles, the Israelites, that is, in the Reformation, the Israelites are no longer held captives in their enemies' lands, in accordance with 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17, and Isaiah 45, verse 17. And in the Reformation, the Israelites are in their own land. At last. At last. At last, people. At last, Israelites. At last, Israelites. You are in your own land in the Reformation. Glad, glad tidings. Deliverance has come. And the time of deliverance is the time of Reformation. Deliverance has come. Great news, glad tidings. This is what the Reformation will look like when it occurs. So, moving on. In the Reformation, the Gentiles, alias white people, are respecting and honoring the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. In the Reformation, the Gentiles have put away the strange gods that were among them. Wow. Let's see what Joshua 24, verse 23 says. Joshua 24, verse 23 says this. Now, therefore, this is a commandment to the papacy and its people, the Gentiles. Now, therefore, put away, says Lord All Caps, the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart to the Lord God of Israel. The Lord God of Israel is the man, Tommy L. Hart, the man having the designation of Israel. You know, the AVB has said to the man, Tommy L. Hart, thy name shall be called Israel. The man in the AVB, the man, Tommy L. Hart, is called Israel. Okay? So, in the Reformation, the Gentiles have put away the strange gods that were among them in accordance with Joshua 24, verse 23. And they are, let's see here, and the Gentiles have inclined their heart to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Great, great news. In the Reformation, the Israelites are an independent and autonomous people. Great news. In the Reformation, the Israelites are united. The Israelites in the Reformation are no longer in they are no longer held captives in their enemies' lands. the Israelites are in their own land with the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. The Israelites are an independent and autonomous people. The Israelites are reunited. What a glorious day that will be. What a glorious day that will be when the Israelites are reunited in their own land, having their own God, who is the man, Tommy L. Hart, with them. God with his people in their own, dwelling in their own land, being an autonomous and independent people. The reestablishment, or the establishment, of the Lord God and his people on land. This is what the law calls for. This is what the Reformation will look like. In the Reformation, the Gentiles have repented of their evil deeds. And that is showed out in all these other statements that I have presented to you in terms of the Reformation that is played out. The Gentiles' repentance of their evil deeds is played out in these other statements that I am giving. In the Reformation, the Gentiles have truly given themselves to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. There's a statement in Romans where they say, where the papacy and Gentiles confess, saying, "We are the Lord's." And I believe that's in Romans. I should have looked that up. But anyway, you can get a concordance and look it up yourself. The statement is in the AVB that says, "We, Gentiles, the people of the papacy, are the Lord's. We belong to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart." They gave themselves to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, and that is played out in the Reformation. The law is being fulfilled in the Reformation. In the Reformation, the Gentiles are no longer walking in craftiness. They are no longer handling the word of God deceitfully. Good, good news. Now, and when that happens, when that particular thing happens, where the Gentiles are no longer walking in craftiness and they are no longer handling the word of God deceitfully, there's no more Christianity. Christianity is deceitful. The Gentiles use the Bible deceitfully. They speak deceit to the Reformation. In the Reformation, the Gentiles are no longer speaking deceitfully concerning God and the issues which I have brought up. They're no longer lying on the Bible. That's a good way to put it, because that's what the Gentiles do now. They lie on the Bible. They read scriptures. They pervert the scriptures. That's what the Gentiles do. And they have black people perverting the scriptures. Even those black people who call themselves Israelites, and maybe Israelites indeed, they pervert the scriptures. Moving on. What does or what will the Reformation look like? The Gentiles in the Reformation have amended their ways and doings according to the law. They have departed from evil according to the law and in accordance with the law. The evil of Judaism, religion, Christianity, they have departed from those things. They're not telling lies any longer about Bible matters. They've departed from evil. Per Isaiah chapter 1, verse 16, which says, put away the evil of your doings. In the Reformation, the Gentiles have put away the evil of their doings. There's a commandment in the AVB that says to the Gentiles in the papacy, quit you like men. Quit the evil doings. Quit your evil doings. Quit your lying. Quit holding the Israelites in captivity. Quit and amend your ways and your doings. And in the Reformation, the Gentiles have done that. They've carried out the commandments. So, the question is answered. What will the Reformation look like? The Reformation will be the law played out. Did you get that? The Reformation will be the law played out. The Reformation will look like the law. Wow. The Reformation will be the law played out. The Reformation will look like the law. And that will look good. So, what have I done? I have given you a pretty good picture of what the Reformation will look like. You now have knowledge of specific events that will take place in the Reformation and during the Reformation. So when you see those things taking place,